Nicole, we got a sticky situation. We're dealing with a lot of frustration. Can I get a reevaluation and some positive conversation?
Am I pitching as a lady on TV?
Hey, Nicole, we got a sticky situation. We're dealing with a lot of frustration. Can I get a reevaluation and some positive conversation?
Am I pitching as a lady on TV?
But the burning sun so far away.
And her baby's eyes are staring straight at me.
With all the innocence to see the same.
Check. What you gonna do to help me?
Check.
Let the water dry my belly's empty.
Check.
What can you do to make it better?
Check.
Gotta do something so I can tell her.
Got a message for my sister girls. And I got a message for my baby girls. And I gotta see you sending around the world. Cause I got a message for you.
What about the brother man?
Got a message for my brother man.
Yeah.
Now we gotta give it, giving all we can. Just spread the love we got around the land. Cause
come
I got a message for you. There's a little brother living down the street.
Struggling to do the best he can.
Mama gives him clothes and food to eat.
But gonna show him how to be a man.
What you gonna do to reach him?
Check.
Looking for someone to teach him.
Check.
And every day kind of heat.
Check.
Another way that we can let him go.
Got a message for my sister girls. And I got a message for my baby girls. And I got a sister sending around the world. Cause I got a message for you. You hear me now? Got a message for my brother man. And we gotta give it, give it all we can. Just spread the love around the land. Cause I got a message for you.
And this is what I love.
Yours is love.
I got something to do for you.
Greetings, greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement. Kingdom of God, Queendom of God, that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and Queendom of Islam. Freedom, justice, and equality. The way of peace through obedience to the Most High Father, Allah, and the Most High Mother, Allah. Now, we are, this is for the recording date of Sunday, September the 29th, 2013, Mind of God program, thankaboutit.org, Justice of the People. So we must become justice of the people. We cannot let the wicked ruling class and ruling families continue to manipulate us into dividing against ourselves, using Muslims and Christians, using Americans and outside of America, using Al-Qaeda, using this one and that one to cause hatred among ourselves for each other. No, put down your arms. Stop kill for governments. Stop kill for the fraternal order of the police. Stop kill for Al-Qaeda. Stop kill each other, because we are only destroying ourselves. Now, look, these things saith the Amen. And Amen is the sacred masculine, the Almighty Father. Aminet is the sacred feminine, the Almighty Mother, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. We have been working on the idea that Amen, Aminet, Amen, the Almighty Father, Aminet, the Almighty Mother. This is who Yahshua is speaking about. Yahshua is an African Hebrew. Yahshua understood African knowledge and African culture and African language. If Yahushua says Amen, then Yahushua also said Aminet, because the Hebrew language and culture and religion is from Africa, Kemet, African Egypt. And so you can't have Amen, the Almighty Father, without Amenet, the Almighty Mother. Amen, Amenet, the faithful and true witness. We're taught the beginning of the creation of God. We want to get into this portion, creation of God. Amen, Amenet, hidden and unseen, residing, that power residing in triple darkness, that power that is the power behind the whole of the universe. Modern day scientists may refer to this reality as dark matter, that reality that permeates the whole of the universe and empowers the whole of the universe, constantly giving birth to life, having more power than that which is seen, having more weight than that which is seen. So this power, this Almighty Father and Almighty Mother, Amen and Amenet, is the beginning of the creation of God. We are the gods and the goddesses. The word God in the African Hebrew language is Elohim. But Elohim is not only masculine. Elohim is also feminine. And Elohim is always plural. So Psalms division 82 verse 6 teaches us that all of us are Elohim, children of the Most High. We are children of Amen, Amenet. Amen, Amenet is our beginning. All begin in the womb of triple darkness. And that womb of triple darkness is always giving birth to life and new life. But let's continue to build on this foundation. The word creation. Amen. And we're saying Amenet, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. What is this creation of God? What is this talking about? So the word creation in the European Greek language, remember the African Hebrews, took the European Greek language, translated the scriptures out of the African Hebrew into the European Greek so that the poor working class masses of Europe, Greece and Rome may be able to stand up against Caesar, against the Roman Empire, against wickedness. Now this word creation is ceces or katesis. And this word is a feminine noun. And this word means the act of founding. Have you ever heard of a founder? The one who founds or creates or originates an organization? So the act of founding, establishing, and building. You see, we're talking about this process, sisters and brothers, of creation. The Amen, the Almighty Father, the Amenet, the Almighty Mother, is the beginning of the creation of God. The power behind the gods and the goddesses that constructed this universe by the power of the Almighty. See, this teaches us the power that is within ourselves, just as those original gods and goddesses, Elohim, by the power of the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother, constructed this grand, complicated, complex universe to function in union with itself, with every particle, every faction, every portion of the universe acts in union with all other portions of the universe to function and produce life, so that we in this earth, this planet, being positioned in the perfect spot for us. If the earth had been placed anywhere else in the universe, we would not be here. Look at all of that complexity. Look at how the earth is in a perfect pocket, along with the other eight planets, nine planets, and then the sun. And so this earth is in the perfect pocket, the perfect position, so that life on this earth as we know it may be facilitated. See, the act of founding and establishing and building what? Building the universe, building the Elohim, building the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High. The Africa Kemet, Africa Egypt, talked about Ptah. And out of the mind of Ptah, acting on sacred masculine and sacred feminine polarity, creating the other, or the eight gods, let me see, the four gods and the four goddesses. These four gods and four goddesses are associated with the four basic elements, earth, air, fire, and water, a god and a goddess for each of these four basic elements. Then from these four basic elements, you get all of the elements in your elemental table. And breaking it down further, talking about protons and neutrons and electrons and atoms. And so these four gods and four goddesses, and these are what we get in the Hebrew, your angels or spirit world. And the names of the angels and the spirit world are oftentimes connected to the elements of the universe. Raphael, hear the Ra? That's fire. That's the angel connected to the element fire. See, as we go into the cosmology or cosmological knowledge and spiritual teaching of Africa Kemet, we begin to understand how the Most High founded, established, and built this universe. In the first chapter in Genesis, you get it as, and God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But that word in the African Hebrew language is Elohim. Always plural, always male and female. So this is Kemet cosmology in scripture, in the Bible. So these Elohim are the four gods and the four goddesses who, by the power of the Almighty within themselves, by permission of the Almighty Father, Amen, and the Almighty Mother, Amenet, began to construct this wonderful universe because they were operating on the power of the Almighty Father, Amen, and the Almighty Mother, Amenet, within themselves, teaching us we can do the same. The act of creating, this is further definitions of this word, creation, in the Greek language. Tsitsis. The act of creating, creation, i.e. thing created, individual things, beings, a creature, a creation. So individual things. Look at the creation and how all things in creation and ourselves within creation are connected to each other, as you get it in modern day scientific language. They speak of string theory, Stephen Hawking, and how all are connected by a string like a spider's web. My brother Charles Finch, the Dogon and the Sirius connection, talked about how that description was lifted out of the African Dogon description ancient description of the universe, speaking about how all are in words connected like a spider's web. This is African knowledge, African science. So further definition, anything created. And then it says, after a rabbinical usage by which a man converted from idolatry to Judaism was called. Now let's speak of that from the African perspective. We are all rabbis or have the potential to be rabbis. Rabbi, rabbi, that teacher, that one in the African Arabic, Rabbi al-Amin, describing the Most High as that agency that has the power to raise us up degree by degree until and perfect us stage by stage until we reach our eventual perfection. Rabbi in the African Hebrew language has to do with a teacher. And the purpose of the teacher is to do what? To teach us knowledge, to teach us wisdom, to teach us overstanding and understanding. To do what? So that we may know who we are and connect ourselves with the universe and connect ourselves with the Most High and see the power of the Most High within ourselves and understand that all of us are Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, and that we are little mini micro universes. And as we study ourselves, we are in the study of universe, and we are in the study of the power of the Most High in the universe and the power of the Most High within ourselves. And as we grow in that knowledge, going from stage to stage, going from degree to degree, we then turn away from idolatry. What is idolatry? Paul, I believe is it Corinthians, teaches us that idolatry is covetousness. And covetousness is wanting that which is not yours, that which you do not possess, that which we do not possess, and we go about acquiring that which we do not possess by means that are destructive of our fellow sister and brother on this earth. Is that not what is occurring today? Is not America, Britain, and Israel, are they not conspiring together to destroy men and women, boys and girls, so that they can control more land, more wealth, more resources on behalf of the house of Rothschild? I was listening to some of the speeches of the United Nations this week, listening to Barack Obama, listening to the Deputy Prime Minister of Britain, and these two and others that are with them, Barack Obama said outright that America is prepared to kill to control land, control wealth, control resources. Barack Obama, president, Barack Obama said America is prepared to kill to control nations and make certain that so-called enemy nations do not have equal access to chemical weapons and nuclear weapons and atomic weapons. But he said chemical weapons, and I believe nuclear weapons. We don't believe in weapons. We don't believe in killing anyone to get anything. We know that is not the way. We know that every human being is the image and likeness of the Most High, the product of the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine power in the universe, acting in union and unison to produce you and me as men and women in this universe, reflections of the power of the Most High in the universe within ourselves. So we don't believe in weapons that destroy the image and likeness of the Most High. But Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, saying they have the right to kill, to control resources, kill to control nations, and make and ensure that nations do not have equal access to weaponry. Saying that when America's interests are at stake, and translate that, he said the free flowing of energy. He's telling you outright that America's interests are those, or we should say, those who are in the leadership, president, top senators, and top congresspeople, their interests are not yours and mine. Their interests are those of the House of Rothschild and Oppenheimer's, who seek to commit idolatry every day, to kill and destroy, to control land, wealth, and resources. An idol is made of resources. An idol is made of wood, stone, rubies, diamonds. So, idolatry. This is an idolatrous time that we live in. The leadership of America, Britain, Israel, and others are absolutely idolatrous. And President Barack Obama sought to use words to maneuver us and influence us into supporting an idolatrous system that is destructive to the human family. My brother, Eva Morales of Bolivia, was talking about how capitalism and imperialism is the problem. See, some of the leadership of the world do not want to go along with what President Barack Obama is speaking about. Some of the leadership in the world, many of them in Central and South America, some of them in Africa, some of them in Asia, don't want to go along with capitalism, privatized and parasitic. Don't want to go along with America, Britain, Israel, imperialism, hegemony. See, this is the idolatry that we must be converted from. Man and woman, mankind, we must realize that we are rabbis. We are Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. We can no longer follow after the demons. We must follow after the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High. Leave the demon mentality. The demon mentality says, kill and destroy, and don't care who you kill and destroy. Take what you want. Take fame, take money, take fortune, take land, take wealth, take resources. Join the fraternal order of the police and kill because we tell you to. Join the military and kill because we tell you to. Join the CIA, the FBI, join Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra. Join these and kill someone because we tell you to. No, mankind, we must turn from idolatry, turn from covetousness, turn to Judaism. Not Judaism practiced by today's European rabbis and the modern day state of Israel. Judaism, in its original reality, coming from the word Judah, or in the African Hebrew, Yehuda, I believe that's how you pronounce it, Yehuda, 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 but you get it, you understand it. It means praise, praiseworthy and praise. So we want to be people that are worthy of the Most High praising us because we have left off idolatry. We have left off covetousness. We have been converted from a system of capitalism, privatized and parasitic. Meaning, we're not against capitalism as such, but the capital produced, the wealth produced from the extraction of resources out of the earth must be accessed equally by all under the sun, and not just a private few that's privatized, not just the few who destroy the masses through parasitism, which means the ruling class are parasites who attach themselves to we, the poor working class masses, and suck our energy, suck our blood, suck our spirit, suck our mind, suck our energies and thought process, take away from us our time, and they destroy us in the process. This is the deeper meaning of rabbinical usage, by which a man or woman converted from idolatry to Judaism was called. We want to be converted from this wicked system. It says the sum or aggregate of things created. So look at the universe. Look at the theory of relativity espoused by, what's that man's name? Einstein. Einstein, that so-called genius of science. Well, see, this is African teaching. These European scientists only went into Africa. You see, when you colonize a people, you also colonize the knowledge. And you take the knowledge, because you're a colonizer, a colonialist, and you disconnect the people, the masses, from the knowledge. And then you present the knowledge to the world as if that knowledge is your own, but it's knowledge colonized and stolen from someone else. This is why I love Ashra Kwesi and his DVDs, Judaism, Stolen Religion from Africa, Parts 1 and 2. Christianity, Stolen Religion from Africa, Parts 1 and 2. Western Freemasonry, stolen from Africa. And spiritual concepts, stolen from Africa. So theory of relativity looks, and quantum physics and quantum mechanics, that is scientists. This is science taking a look at the universe, all of the various parts and particles and particles of the universe, looking at each and every individual part individually, and then also collectively. Aggregate is a word that has to do with a whole formed by combining several typically disparate elements. See, look at the word elements. Look at the elemental table. Look at every elemental reality of the universe. Look at every particle, molecule, protons, neutrons, electrons. Look at all of the various disparate, meaning different, portions of the universe individually, but combine these realities, and then you can come to the whole, the universe as a whole, and the universe using quantum physics, quantum mechanics, quantum theory, looking at the universe individually in all of its particles, breaking it down to the atom and to protons, neutrons, electrons, molecules, these that describe the most infinitesimally smallest particle of the universe. So this word in the Greek, European Greek language, coming from African teaching, is causing us to look at the universe in that way. Let's take our next break. See you on the other side of the break.